Okay, good afternoon. Just want to start out with Ryan Miller was injured in practice, early in practice, with a head injury during drills. He was taken to the hospital. Our medical staff treated him on the field and was able to transport him to the hospital. At this time, Ryan's doing well. He's responsive and sounds like things are better at this point. We'll continue to be able to give you updates on that. I plan on visiting Ryan tonight and seeing him and seeing how he's doing.
Do you know if he's going to be kept overnight, Chad?
I don't know that.
What exactly happened?
It was one-on-one just blocking drills. And
did you see any of them?
I did not see it, but two guys were going against each other and they hit against each other.
So helmet to helmet then?
I don't know. I did not see it.
What's your message to the team to get practice back on track after something like that?
We got together. We said a prayer, and we said we keep Ryan in our thoughts, and I will give him updates as we got him. And we needed to get back to work at that point and focus back on practice.
I think guys did a pretty good job of doing that.
I thought they did a great job. It really says a lot about them, our coaches. Our staff and our players to be able to do that. This team is a family, and when something happens to a family member, it's tough. And these guys did a great job of staying focused and really getting a lot of work done today that we needed to get done.
Chad, through your coaching career, I'm sure incidents like this have happened before, but obviously the first time as a head coach. So how is it a little different than for you today?
Well, it's, obviously you take the lead in these situations, and that's what I did. And I look forward to being able to see Ryan tonight and get a chance to visit with him.
Phil Taylor was back. Did he do much other than individual?
He went through individual today, and we'll, continue to monitor and look at him and then eventually upgrade as the time comes.
On offense working specifically at screen passes today?
It was something that was in our installation today. So, after a few days, you get those guys rushing up the field so much, good opportunity to get them. Screens have always been something that Norv has really excelled. Teams that Norv have coached have excelled at. And, I've been fortunate to be around Norv and learn a thing or two about screens.
And what's the key to executing the screen well?
There's a lot of coordination and timing between the offensive line, between the running backs, the timing of it happening, and knowing the rushes and the right people to do it against as well.
Right after yesterday, do you feel the quarterbacks bounced back to a better day?
They did. I thought the offense as a whole had a lot better day. And, that's one of the things that you would like to see happen on a day-to-day basis is that, it's not always one side of the ball that's winning. So you like to see it where it's, offense one day, defense the next day, offense, and there's a back-and-forth competition because at the end of the day, you need a balanced team, and you have to be able to win games in this league different ways. And sometimes they're going to be high scoring. Sometimes they're going to be low scoring. Sometimes your defense is, going to be dominating, or sometimes they're going to be struggling, and vice versa. But having a balanced team is a key, and it's something that we've talked a lot about to the guys.
How disappointed were you have to move inside today?
Yeah, I was hoping to get out, and when I came in here early in the morning, it was drizzling and raining, and I saw the forecast for the day. We had a lot of wetness on the field, so really it was a combination of the forecast, the rain forecast, and then the fields all being wet and not wanting to tear those up.
Chad, we've seen a couple of out there, which you're going to get in training camp, obviously, but do you like that fiery skirmish attitude, or do you try to keep that out of practice?
I like the attitude, the competitiveness. We have to keep it under control and be smart. That's the kind of energy that you like.
How much does your practice change coming inside and not being outside? How much does that change?
It doesn't change as much. We obviously didn't go full pads. For the first day of full pads, I didn't want to be inside here on the turf. And so we'll be full pads tomorrow. It's just a tighter space that we had to work with in here, but we were able to get a lot done.
That time between, Ryan leaving and you getting word that he's moving all four extremities, as a coach, what is that time like for you?
difficult. I mean, it's, you know, I was very concerned about him. You know, getting a chance, I went over and gave him a tap on when he was coming going out. You know, but at that time, you know, he was moving around a little bit, so that was encouraging.
Do you know how long he was out?
I don't.
And Deion Lewis, I mean, do you know where he fits yet, or are you learning where he might fit in your offense?
I think just learning. You know, he's a guy that we haven't seen a lot, and, you know, running backs really tend to show more so when the pads come on. You see their running skills, and you see the blocking schemes develop a little bit better, like you saw today with pads on. It's just a lot different. So I think we'll continue to look at him as well as all those guys and put them in situations where they can show what they can do.
It seemed like there's about 10 till 6 you gathered the guys in the middle of the field. Was that the update
I did.
On Ryan?
I did. I'm not sure what time it was, but I gave him an update when I got an update on Ryan.
Can you call it a concussion? Is that accurate? Would we call it a concussion?
I think right now just calling it a head injury is the most accurate, and when we get more details about it, I don't want to classify it and call it something that it wouldn't be.
But not the neck. It's really like the neck is not.
It was just a head injury.
Mostly a head.
Well, as a first-year coach, first-year offense coming in here, how much of a scramble is have to get these guys ready for a game in a dozen days or so?
Yeah, it's right around the corner, and it seems like time flies and it'll be here before you know it. So, again, we have a lot of work to do. I've been pleased with what we've gotten done in the last couple days, particularly seeing, like we talked about, the days where things didn't look so well on one side of the ball and then guys bouncing back, understanding, making the corrections, executing better on the field. And I think that's the process that you're looking for guys to go through as we're getting towards our first game, and we'll continue to install things during the course of the next week and a half, and then we'll you know, get ready to go out and play.
Chuck, different coaches handle mistakes at practice differently. In your case, it's a false start, an automatic, you're off the field for your next play.
You saw that. sometimes it just depends. You know, there's not always a hard, fast rule with things, but in that particular case, it was a point of emphasis. So
it wasn't like an accumulation of mistakes for that player. It's just, or was it?
Well, it was a point of emphasis at that particular time, and in other cases, could be accumulation as well.
Now, this offensive line's been together a lot of them for quite a while. How cohesive do you expect them to be right out of the gate?
Well, that's something that, with a new system, new terminology, will take some time. And those guys are, in my opinion and my experiences, the toughest to coordinate all of those things and get that communication that you need, those guys playing together that you want. So, you know, that does take some time. But having George Warhop here, and he's done a fantastic job. He has a relationship with them, and I think that's really helped in that way, that they're learning a new system, they're learning some new terminology, but George is here and he can translate and so forth to get them on the right page.
Is Thomas a good teacher and translator of all this stuff, Joe Thomas?
Is Joe?
Yeah.
Well, Joe's actually been used to, he's heard the terminology before when I was here before,
yeah.
So there's a lot of similarities from that standpoint, and he's done a great job from a leadership role and showing guys the way and the right way and the direction we want to go.
Chad, why was the new fullback out, Brock Bowling?
He has a calf strain.
Is there any update on Cousins?
He has a knee sprain and ankle sprain, and we'll have to see. It'll be probably a couple weeks.
Does that do it, everybody?
Thank you. Good.
Thanks, everybody.